So we have a little teaching in honor of Tubav. Amar of Shimon ben Gamliel. Shimon ben Gamliel says, Lo hayu yamim tovim l'Yisrael hechamisha asar ba'av ukir yom ha-kippurim. There were no days as joyful for the Jewish people like Tubav, the 15th of Av, and Yom Kippur. So the Gemara is about to clarify what's the linkage. Why are these such happy days? But purely on a psychological level, I think we all feel that there's some sort of connection between Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. Personally, Yom Kippur is a happy day because we've been working so hard during the month of Elul and all the preparation, the Sichot and Rosh Hashanah and the Tshuva and the inner work. I feel like the introspection and in proportion to the hard work that we put in, that's how much simcha you feel when you finally get down the stretch to that purity of Yom Kippur at the end of Ne'ilah and then leading into Sukkot, Zman Simchateinu. Similarly, Tu B'Av comes after this tough 3-week period where the Jewish people have been really in an introspective mood, working on ourselves in this kind of heavy place. When you finally get out of it, you're more connected to yourself and more in a place of true happiness. So that's just for me the connection between Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. But I think it goes even deeper. So the Gemara explains, why do we celebrate Yom Kippur? What's so happy about it? Mishum de itve slicho mechila yom shenitnu bo luchos achronos. So there's the forgiveness. These were the days where the Jewish people got the second luchot, and this is a sign that Hashem forgave them for the sin of the golden calf. Ela Tu B'Av Mayi, but what's Tu B'Av all about? What's so happy about that? The Gemara now goes on to explain several possible explanations. Maybe they all happen. What happened on Tu B'Av? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Yom Shutro Shvatim Lavo Zevazeh. So the Jewish people originally, each tribe had its own lot. And because of that, they weren't able to marry within each other because then the tribes would get confused and wouldn't have the same tribal land. So each tribe was meant to marry within each other. But on Tu B'Av, apparently the Gemara says, this law was rescinded and the Jewish people were allowed to marry within each other, which is something we celebrate. So let's just stop for a moment and think. Maybe there's another linkage here between what's happening, what we're celebrating on Yom Kippur, and what we're celebrating here on Tu B'Av. Maybe the idea is that Yom Kippur, yeah, things weren't ideal. The first luchot were the way things were supposed to be. But things got complicated in life. And we had to go through this tshuva process, but ultimately we got the second luchot, which were so much deeper than that first luchot. And that's the joy of Yom Kippur. And perhaps that's the same thing that's going on here with Tu B'Av. Yeah, originally we had one plan, but that, the ideal, the reality had to be such that the Jewish people would marry within each other. And that was the new ideal. Things got complicated, but we're embracing the new ideal. And if you think about it, perhaps that's the essence of marriage that we're about to talk about is another opinion of the Gemara is going to soon to explain what happened on Tu B'Av. Gemara is going to explain that the women would dance in the Judean hills and the men would choose their wives on Tu B'Av. An interesting, very strange practice, and that's why to this day Tu B'Av is the day of connecting to your soulmate, of praying and making weddings and looking for our soulmates. But maybe the deeper idea here is, yeah, things may not always be ideal. Maybe you had your ideal coming in, the man had his ideal, and the woman had her ideal. And life together, you find out, it's different than what we expected. It's different than what we're used to. But the beauty of Tu B'Av is perhaps the Gemara is teaching us to embrace the what wouldn't be ideal as the new ideal. Maybe this, we had our original plans, but marriage means compromise and embracing that compromise as the best thing for us. And maybe that's what Tu B'Av is all about. So I bless us all that we should have these eyes, especially when we're, you know, looking. I have my way of looking at it and someone else has another way of looking at it, to look at it from their perspective, to embrace the compromise, and we should all be zoche to find our soulmates, and if we've already found our soulmates, to keep constantly re-finding our soulmates, reconnecting, and re-embracing each other. Good Purim, good Shabbos, good Tu B'Av.